praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry, featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two ministers of God's economy who served together in China for nearly 20 years. Watchman Nee was imprisoned by the Chinese government in 1952 and remained there until his death in 1972. Following his imprisonment, Witness Lee carried on this ministry in Taiwan and eventually in America and ultimately around the world. He served the Lord for more than 70 years before going to be with him in 1997. His major contribution was through a 21-year labor he called Life Study, an exhaustive commentary on the entire Bible. This program is based on those messages. Before we join today's show, we'd like to give you our website where you can find more programs just like this one. It's lsmradio.org. Again, lsmradio.org. Now, here's our show today. What is the appearance of God? According to Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, it's jasper, the same substance as the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21, verse 11. On today's Life Study of the Bible from Revelation, we're going to talk about this unified or unique appearance of God and His people. And here with us to discuss a wonderful topic, Dick Taylor. Hi, Dick. Welcome back.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me back. It's really good to see how we and the Lord end up with exactly the same appearance.
Dick, today we have a unique life study program, I think. We're going to talk about God's appearance as it's described in this last book of the Bible. But it's a very practical word because it also applies to us, the believers in Christ, and it affects how we live and how we act. Really, we're talking about what happens to our appearance and how eventually our appearance matches God's appearance. In this first section today, Witness Lee reflects how he saw something from the first three chapters of Revelation. And if I can remind our listeners, that is really the seven golden lampstands representing the seven churches in Revelation and having the testimony of Christ. Let's join him for that first section, and then you and I will return to fellowship.
One day, by studying Revelation again, I saw all the seven lampstands are exactly the same. If you put the seven lampstands here, right away, everyone will lose its identity. Yes, they are different in the negative side. Surely, the church in Philadelphia doesn't have that many idols as the church in Thyatira. Surely, they are different. They have to be different. They are different in negative things, but as far as the passive side is concerned, they all are the same. Don't they all have one Lord? Don't they all have the same Christ? They all do. So they all are the same, and they have to be the same. Then from that day, the Lord brought me over again and again. Eventually, He showed me, look at the four sides of the wall of the New Jerusalem. Every side is the same. You tell me how many pieces of jasper will be on this far side of the wall. I'm afraid millions pieces. Wow. But all in one appearance. Not only in one appearance, all in one substance. All one kind of material, one kind of substance, one kind of color, one kind of appearance. Now I understand why the Apostle Paul says you all have to be attuned in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You all have to be attuned to the same mind, to the same opinion, and you all have to say the same thing. This doesn't mean somebody's going to control us. All the pieces built into the wall of the New Jerusalem are not controlled. They are the same in substance, in color, in appearance, in brightness, in glory, because They all have been transformed with the same life into the same life.
Dick, this is a critical point that we all need to understand clearly so we're not led astray, I would say here. I'd like to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, a verse that Witness Lee referred to, and then ask you to comment. This verse says, "Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion." Dick, many would say, oh, this could lead to control. But really, we're not talking about outward human control, are we? We're really talking about the effect of the operation of the divine life, just as in its expression in Revelation chapters 2 and 3 that we saw earlier in this life study, these seven golden lampstands. They all had one appearance.
Yeah, that's true. They all had one appearance, Chris, because they all participated in, partook of, and were constituted with the same divine life. So it's not a matter of us becoming the same because we're all controlled in an outward way by something or someone, but we have been reconstituted in and with the divine life. So our need is to enjoy Christ, who is the divine life. If we would daily enjoy Him, partake of Him, eventually we're reconstituted with Him. Like our brother mentioned, there may be millions of pieces of jasper making up this wall, yet these all just have one appearance. And this means that they have all become the same. So on one hand, there's millions of pieces. On the other hand, we're just the same. But that sameness is not because we're controlled in an outward way by something or someone, but we've been reconstituted with this dear person, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we enjoy Him, He becomes the tune-up. We need tuned to the same mind, the same opinion, to speak the same thing by exalting Jesus Christ uniquely, enjoying Him as our center and our everything. Then we'll be perfectly and properly attuned to the same mind, same opinion, and even say the same thing, and we'll have the same appearance. Isn't this precious, Chris, that in our daily life today, as we focus on Christ, He's exalted in our daily life, we concentrate on Him, focus on Him, enjoy Him, then we become the same in appearance. Just like the wall of the New Jerusalem, made up of many pieces, yet just the same, because they're all constituted with this same divine life, who is Jesus Christ Himself.
Dick, there were differences that existed among the seven churches in Revelation.
Right.
In their positive sense, as the testimony of Jesus, as we saw, of course, they're just all the same, identical golden shining lampstands. But there were differences, yet all the differences were only to bring out their negative aspects, weren't they?
That's true.
Yet we like to sometimes treasure our uniqueness and our difference, don't we?
Yeah, that's terrible. There's something in us by the fall that likes to be different. But when you really touch God and touch His heart's desire, you realize He wants us to be the same as He is. So may we be those who enjoy Christ every day to get constituted with Him to the point where we have the same mind, the same opinion, and we speak the same thing to have the same appearance as God.
That's really a marvelous point. Our goal is not to try to be the same as one another. Our goal is to all to be the same as He is.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Dick, we're going to go on now, and Witness Lee is going to talk about the precious materials of the New Jerusalem. We all will be transformed into the jasper stones just to express God Himself. Let's join him once again.
Probably many of you do know the precious stone is not something just created by God. It is something firstly created and then transformed. All precious transparent stones are transformed items, especially diamond. Diamond is a kind of carbon. Eventually, it is transformed into crystal clear diamond. We all were created. We were created not jaspers. We were created what? Muddy clay. But praise God, one day we got regenerated. And following that, day by day, we are under the process of being transformed.
Amen.
Oh, we are going to be the precious stones.
Amen.
We are going to be jasper.
Amen.
to have the very life essence of God, to have the very divine element of God, and to be exactly like God. God looks like Jasper. We all will look like Jasper. I look at you, I would say, this is God. And you look at me, oh, this is God. And I look at the little sister, I would say, my, even my sister is looking like God. We all will look like God. We all will be Jasper. Do you think we will all be Jasper in the same substance, in the same appearance, in the same color? We will still have different opinions. We will still debate. In this whole universe, there is only one New Jerusalem. And that is a city which may be called Jasper City. One day the city will appear green, so bright, so sharp, so dark, to express what? Not to express you, neither me. Not to express the British, nor the German, French, Italian, Chinese, Japanese, nor American, but to express God. We all will express one unique character. That is the divine character. That is God Himself in His appearance. Hallelujah.
Dick, I'm going to read these two references in Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, and then chapter 21, verse 11. And these show that jasper is both the appearance of God and it's also the appearance of the New Jerusalem, which is our ultimate destiny to become. Chapter 4, verses 2 and 3 say, immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting, and he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance. And then chapter 21, verses 10 and 11 say, and he carried me away in spirit unto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal.
Amen.
Dick, apply this picture, if you would, in an experiential way for all of our listeners.
Very precious, isn't it, Chris, to see that God and the New Jerusalem have exactly the same appearance.
Right.
So our destiny is to be the same as God is.
Amen.
I love this frameable quote by our brother Lee, which says, God's eternal economy is to make man the same as he is in life and nature, but not in the Godhead, and to make himself one with man and man one with him, thus to be enlarged and expanded in his expression, that all his divine attributes may be expressed in human virtues. So God's eternal plan and economy, his heart's desire, is to make us the same as he is for the sake of the fulfillment of his eternal economy. So the New Jerusalem shows that the jasper God has made us exactly like him to make us the jasper city.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that good?
Right.
Our destiny is the jasper city. But it's so good, isn't it, Chris, to realize this is not pie in the sky by and by. In our daily life, we are the ones who can experience becoming that jasper city by undergoing the process of transformation. I was thinking of 2 Corinthians 3:18, which says, daily we turn our heart to the Lord, and we're beholding and reflecting the Lord, and we're being transformed by the Lord's Spirit into the same image from glory to glory. As we daily love the Lord, enjoy the Lord, eat him in his word, and touch him, he, as the transforming one with a transforming life, transforms us into the same image. Our brother mentioned that we're being transformed from mud to precious stone. When the Lord first met Peter, he said, you're Simon, which really means mud. But you shall be called Cephas, which means precious stone. So this is not just something in the distant future, a kind of fantasy. This is really something that we can participate in and experience right now. Day by day, if we open the door of our heart to the Lord, give the ground to the Lord as the Spirit to make home in us and transform us, we are being transformed from glory to glory into the same image as Christ. so that He, as the Jasper God, is expanded and enlarged to make us the Jasper City. Isn't that good?
Dick, that is marvelous. I want to emphasize once again, we're not talking about a uniform appearance by outward conforming one to another.
No.
We're talking about having our image changed into His image through this process of transformation. This is the scriptural, this is the biblical, this is the divine thought. It's marvelous.
Amen. And this is to fulfill His heart's desire.
Well, Dick, we want to go to a very particular portion now of this life study. It's going to touch the foundation of the holy city and how it's built with 12 layers of precious stones, which are not laid side by side. Let's look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 19. And this is the portion that Witness Lee will be referring to in this section. It says, "The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, and the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasa, and the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst." Dick, I won't vouch for my pronunciation of all of those, but what we have here are 12 layers of precious stones. This portion will be very enlightening if all of us have ears to hear what the Spirit is speaking. Let's join Witness Lee for our final section.
Now, we come to the foundation. This is quite serious. This city, Hebrew 11 says, is a city of foundation. And Hebrew also says it is designed by God and is made by God. The church is a city of solid foundation. And this is not designed by any human being. It is designed by God and it is made by God. But why the 12 foundations are altogether different one from another? All 12 pieces are different. Not one the same as the other. Why? Because all the 12 apostles, they all have different ministries. Paul's ministry is different from Peter. Peter's ministry is different from John. But listen to this. The 12 pieces are not 12 side-by-side pieces. They are 12 layers. Every layer must be upon another layer. All the apostles' work, eventually, they all bring the whole thing into the same appearance. All the 12 layers lead to one appearance. By His mercy, standing here in His presence, I surely can boast. I've been working with Brother Nee for such a long time, I do not bear another appearance. I am now upon His shoulders. He and I, He, we all bear the same jasper. And this is why in our ministries, there's no deviation, no different opinion. But it doesn't mean my ministry is exactly the same as Brother Nee's ministry. It doesn't mean Paul's ministry is exactly the same as Peter's. Their ministries were different, yet they were not side by side. They were one layer upon another layer. All go up to the appearance of God in Christ, jasper. You have to realize it is altogether wrong to have another side by side work. It got to be another layer upon the present layer to produce, to lead into the same appearance. I have the assurance and I have the boldness to say what I'm doing here is absolutely in the same appearance as Brother Nee's ministry. All the different ministries have to be different, but all have to be what? Layer upon layer, layer upon layer, leading to one appearance.
Amen.
The appearance of God in Christ. All the ministries will lead up to one appearance, and that is the appearance of the coming New Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Dick, I hope our listeners have an appreciation for how profound this point that we just heard from our brother. This a matter of the ministries being layered, not necessarily identical. In fact, they're not identical, but layered as opposed to side by side. The difference may sound subtle, but actually, as we've said, this is profound. This will change all of how God's workers approach their work, won't it?
That's really true. I like the verses you read because it says the first layer was jasper, and eventually the entire appearance of all the layers is jasper, even though they're all different. So this means they were all layered upon this first layer of jasper, meaning that we must lay our ministry upon the present layer, and that it all goes up eventually to the same appearance, which is jasper, which is God himself. I'd like to just give a little testimony related to my experience. When I first read some books by Watchman Nee, I was very touched by his ministry, bringing me to Christ, bringing me to his heart's desire, the church, consummating in the New Jerusalem. Then later, when I touched Brother Lee's ministry, I realized his ministry was different. But I have to testify, although his ministry was different, his appearance was exactly the same. And that really helped to capture me. So this is marvelous to see that the ministries may be different, like Peter, Paul, but the appearance is the same. Like our brother mentioned, they must all lead into one appearance, even produce one appearance. And all these layers, beginning with the layer of jasper on the New Jerusalem, they all lead up still to one appearance, even though there's 12 different foundation stones representing 12 different ministries. But they all produce and lead up to one appearance, and that's God himself. But if we just have quote-unquote ministries that are side by side, eventually they're not only different ministries, they're also different expressions, different this, different that. Eventually you do not have God's desire fulfilled, but rather you have a testimony of division. God's desire is a testimony of oneness. The top attribute concerning God and his Trinity even is his oneness. And his prayer in John 17, the Lord prayed strongly, "Father, that they may be one as you and I are one." Why? So that we might all have the same appearance as he, that he might be testified properly, adequately in this universe.
Dick, your word about reading Watchman Nee and then later reading Witness Lee touched me as well. One of the things that was very much the same in their ministry is that neither looked at their ministry as unique and independent.
That's
but
true.
But both constantly made reference to the shoulders that they stood upon.
Absolutely.
This was a prevailing realization and a guiding principle that was apparent in our brother Witness Lee, and to his word and testimony, he learned it from Watchman Nee, who read, as we know, countless numbers of books of the great writers and the great men of God through centuries. And this formed the basis for this ministry. It's definitely a ministry that has been layered with this one unique appearance.
That's right. These are not side by side issuing in two appearances, but these are layered upon the unique ministry of the New Testament, bringing us to one appearance, that is God himself.
Well, may we all learn from these two brothers and from even the apostles from whom they learned this lesson. This is really the New Testament picture as well.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dick, for helping us with one of these programs on the New Jerusalem.
You're welcome.
Six of these in total. We are now through four of them. We have two to go. We hope that you will not miss any. Let me leave you with our toll-free number today and invite you to contact us. It's 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. For our mailing address, Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Or you can send email to us, radio@lsm.org. And please try to be with us as we continue on in the New Jerusalem. For Dick Taylor today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. The focus of Living Stream is the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two co-laborers with the Lord in China in the first half of the 20th century. After World War II, Witness Lee brought this ministry first to Taiwan, then later to North America, and eventually to the entire world. For more than 20 years, he spoke these life study messages, unveiling how each book of the Bible shows God's eternal plan. God, through Christ, wants to dispense his life and nature into redeemed man, so that man would become God's expression, enlargement, counterpart, and habitation. These studies go far beyond mere doctrine and unveil a personal, practical, and experiential Christ. In these short 26-minute programs, we summarize and condense Witness Lee's rich speaking. But to enjoy all the riches in these messages, we hope you'll visit our website at lifestudy.com. There, you can read all of the life study messages absolutely free of charge. You can even create your own life study reading schedule or download more life study audio programs just like this one, and all at no cost. Again, the website, lifestudy.com. Thanks for listening.